I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball, so we sat in the house. We did nothing at all.
A little taste of some of the prose of the great Dr. Seuss and the Cat and the Hat. If you're a fan of Dr. Seuss, there is a special experience, kind of exhibit, I guess you might say, that's going to be coming to the Chicago area that sounds really cool. That I wanted to let you know about, that's going to be coming to Chicago at the beginning of October. Jonathan Sanford is the COO of Kilburn Live that is putting on the Dr. Seuss Experience. And Jonathan, welcome to WGN. Very nice to have you on with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
I thought when we spoke that you would be speaking in Dr. Seuss verse for the entire interview.
If I was that clever, I would definitely have my own line of books as well, but I'm certainly not as clever as Dr. Seuss himself.
So explain what this Dr. Seuss Experience is. I've seen some video of it. I know it was in, Houston and Toronto and sold out in both cities, and it looks really, yep. really cool.
Yeah, it is very, very cool, and I don't mean to toot our own horn because it is our experience, but it is a 25,000-square-foot immersive, Instagrammable experience that also has a lot of experiential things to do. So it's not just a photo op. It's an opportunity to step into the actual books of Dr. Seuss in a way that's never been done before. And as you said, you've seen the pictures and the videos, and they sort of speak for themselves in terms of how in-depth and how beautiful the environments are. And it really is a great time for all ages, just the way that it's been built out and the jump into the worlds that he created.
Yeah. Now, it's, as you say, 25,000 square feet that will be in the former Michigan Avenue Macy's store. They closed the Michigan Avenue Macy's store. So you have this huge space now to do all of this in which, as I understand it, you build 9 rooms, each room representing a different Dr. Seuss book. Is that right?
That is correct. It's actually even more than that, because the Macy's space, for anyone who hasn't been there before, it's laid out in such a way that we've really been able to make it more of a journey than we have in the past, in which case you are discovering around nooks and crannies these various books. And so it's really cool being able to be, and just coming in off the street and seeing that beautiful storefront of the Watertown Place Macy's, once you go in there saying, wait, what's behind that corner? What's down that corridor? Yeah. It's a really, really cool layout, and we're going to be able to fit a few more things in there than it even has been in the show previously. Yeah. So there will be special Chicago-only items.
Very cool. Now, it's like sort of a maze that you walk through, as I understand it. What are some of the things that you see along the way?
Yeah, so I think the maze that you're referring to is probably the places you will go balloon maze, which is sort of the central feature, and it's one of the core themes of our particular experience, because we're transporting people into each of the different books. And everyone knows that book as the popular, you've graduated high school, college, or whatever degree you've gone for, and you get that book, and it talks about how you're going to see wonderful things in your life. And that's exactly why we made that maze the central feature. So when you walk into that, there are thousands upon thousands of suspended balloons that create a beautiful array of color that will be visible from the street, which is pretty darn cool. And as you navigate that maze, it will put you out into other portions of the experience. So we have the Lorax room, which you find your way to that, and you see the truffula trees. You have the Horton Hears a Who clover patch, where you can go among the clovers and listen very, very quietly for the who's to be saying, help me, help me. You've got the Grinch room, where you can go in and fish for presents like the Grinch did as he was attempting to ruin Christmas, and several other rooms as well from the most beloved books, Cat in the Hat, The poor Herbie Hart, the thrombibulator room.
Right.
So, yeah.
All the favorites are very definitely there. And some of the characters also will be there as well. This sounds like really fun. You know, at first when I heard about this, like, oh, this, you know, something great for the kids. It's great. But as I was looking at the video of this, it's like, this looks really cool for adults to go to, because we all grew up with Dr. Seuss. It started bringing back a million memories for me as an adult as well. So it just seems like something for all ages.
Absolutely. I think that is what is so cool about this experience and about Dr. Seuss himself. As you mentioned, it's, you know, 3-4 generations of people have grown up knowing these stories and learning how to rhyme and learning how to be silly and learning how to dream just from his books. So it really is a trip down memory lane for those older kids out there, myself being one of them. I'm in my 40s, and I go in there and I go, okay, this is amazing. It reminds me of everything that when I was 5, all the things I learned about pork and about the cat and about the yips on the steps. So it is very, very appropriate for all ages and a fun time.
Yeah, tickets are going to go on sale to the public on Friday, September the 10th. It's sold out in Toronto and in Houston. So, you know, if you're on the fence about this, I wouldn't wait too long. It actually will open Friday, October the 8th at Water Tower Place, and in the old Macy's store at Water Tower Place on the Magnificent Mile. And the plan is right now to run it through the holidays, right?
Yep. I mean, what better place for the holidays than North Michigan Avenue, Mag Mile. Add Chicago, Dr. Seuss, holidays, magic. It's going to be magical.
Yeah, so, very, very cool.
Absolutely right.
Get more info at experienceseuss.com. We appreciate you joining us, Jonathan Sanford. Thank you for bringing this to Chicago. It sounds like it's going to be fun.